is Monday the 6th of July, and I'm at the Mill Road Depot, and I have Althea with me. Could you confirm your full name and place of birth?
Althea Mahias. I was born in Trinidad, West Indies, many moons ago. Yes, had a sort of came to England at the age of 9. So I've been here quite a few years.
And what job do you do here at the moment?
My current job is facilities and support manager. I started that job approximately 3 years ago.
And how long had you been working for the council before that?
Total of 26 years this year. I've had various jobs. I started off as team secretary to the then management team way back in 1989. Started on the 14th of August 1989, and I've been here since.
What do you remember about that first day? Or the first few days when you started?
Yeah, I suppose the initial thing was being interviewed and going through the various tests by there were four senior managers at the time I was interviewed by, and that was Graham Watts, Laurie Weaver, Yvonne Perry and John Delderfield.
What was the interview process like? Was it, you said various tests, did they actually?
Yes, typing tests and I think there was an in-tray test and stuff like PA type tests. My first couple of weeks they asked me to type the business plan from handwritten manuscript, and the handwriting was not the best. We did have a few laughs about my interpretation of what was written down at the time. It didn't actually make sense to me, but it was a wicked thing. Janet kept saying to me, you can do it. She was like, I can't understand this handwriting.
So what had you done before? Had anything prepared you for that sort of work?
I did a PA diploma previous to that. I did shorthand and typing and personal management, a little bit of business management at what was Cambridge College of Arts and Technology way back before it became a university.
And was that your first job after qualifying?
After that training, yes. Yeah.
And so how did you come to be in Cambridge?
My parents, my mother particularly, wanted to come to Cambridge because it was my uncle at the time, had friends at Cambridge University, and she thought that if we came to Cambridge, we'd all go through university. none of us quite made it at Cambridge. But you know, we've lived here a long time and enjoy living here. It was a bit strange at first.
Where did you come? You came straight from
Trinidad. We came. Yeah, we sailed for 3 weeks on a beautiful ship, and it had swimming pool and games rooms and all sorts of things. It was a Spanish ship called TM Begonia. And made lots of Spanish friends. First time I ever tasted baked beans, disgusting stuff. I thought I could probably eat sweet stuff for breakfast. Sweet beans, it was a bit of a strange thing to put on a plate. But yeah, it was really lovely.
You were 9, did you say?
Yes,
when you came? Yeah. And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, there's 7 of us. And I'm number 6 of 7. So I've always been called baby sister. I have 2 sisters, the eldest, and then 3 boys, then me, then another boy. So I was a bit of a tomboy growing up. You know, the boys used to make me do some wicked stuff and did a lot of running. So I sort of kept fit over the years.
And so did you all come together to get to England and Cambridge?
No, we came in 2 batches. The 3 eldest came in 1969, and I came in 1970. Doesn't take much to work out my age then, does it?
So you went to school in Cambridge?
Went to school in Cambridge. I started off just a few months in junior school, but I was a little ill. I contracted asthma, missed quite a lot of school when I first came over. So I missed things like the 11 plus, and I went straight to St Bede's. My two sisters went to St Mary's, and I was the odd one out, went to St Bede's. And yeah, I was there for 5 years and got a job afterwards.
And where did you do your training? Where was the, you said about the PA?
Oh, that was at management. Cambridge.
Yeah, that was at CCAP, yeah.
Yeah, CCAP was those right. days.
So was the job here, the first job with that, after that training at the depot?
Yes. But my first job after leaving school was at Pye Telecommunications on St Andrew's Road many moons ago. I started off as a reception or something, worked there for a few years, had an accident, broke my leg and went back to Trinidad to recoup, and then came back to England a little while later.
So you started here, and you were busy being made to type up handwritten notes and all sorts of things. What were your colleagues like? What was the team like, apart from the manager?
When I started, part of my role was to supervise the receptionist. And she started literally a couple of weeks after I started, so we kind of, you know, developed the job together. And she was very forthright. we were a good team because we were pretty dedicated and got the work done. So it was good to start off fresh, both of us kind of developing the service as we went along.
And what attracted you to apply for the job? Do you remember whether it was just one of several things you were looking at, or did you particularly want to work for the council?
Well, it was the first job that I applied for, and it was close by, and it was so convenient.
So where were you living then?
Skills. I lived on Tennyson Road, so it wasn't far at all to come. That was really, really good. It was the first job I applied for, and I got it, so I didn't really bother applying for any others.
And you've been here since, but you said you've had different roles.
Yes.
What do you, looking back now, do you regret staying in the same place for this long, or has it been an interesting and challenging ride?
Oh, it has been interesting. If I was doing the same job, I would be concerned, but I had the opportunity to do my PA diploma, and my ex-boss Janet Wilson and I managed the HR service at Mill Road Depot for about 10 years. Closely working with central HR, but we actually managed the day-to-day running of HR processes at Mill Road Depot. You know, in those days it was 450 staff, so you know, we managed it between us.
And did you have to set up systems yourself? Was it all ready in place, or were you?
Some of it was in place, fine-tuning for sort of operational to make it more practical. Janet and I worked together with the management team and Central HR to fine-tune some of our processes.
And what were the, can you remember looking back, what were the challenges of running HR here?
Operationally, it's the industrial muscle of, you know, frontline staff, quite strongly unionised and quite strong union support. So we worked in partnership with the union, and a lot of the meetings we had, section meetings, we included the unions in it. So that was a challenge at first, because obviously if you exclude the union for frontline services, you end up not being able to implement things as quickly as you would otherwise.
And by the time you were doing that job, what was the gender ratio here like? Because I remember we talked before about how when lots more office work came here, more women came, and it had been a lot more male before that. Where, when you were doing HR, what was the balance
still,
like?
It was still a huge percentage of frontline for male staff, but obviously in the offices they're more female. But you know, having four brothers working amongst men doesn't faze me too much, quite frankly. So no, I didn't feel that it was a problem.
It wasn't too difficult. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And so you spent, you say, 10 years doing the HR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what made you move away from HR?
Again, it's as opportunities came along. HR was going to be centralised, and I, you know, the option was whether I, you know, moved into the centre or whether I looked at what options were here at Mill Road. And being rooted at Mill Road, the options came up to manage. In fact, fairly shortly after I was appointed and managing the reception service, the daytime reception service, I was also given the responsibility of managing the out-of-hours reception service, and that covered all the services for the council. So I managed that, so I held on to that as well as the HR. I held on to that, and then I was given the responsibility of managing the help desk, which again aligned with the out-of-hours service, and the rangers service. So I managed the rangers for a while, and that was for about 4 or 5 years.
So you were saying about being rooted here and not really wanting to tear yourself away from the depot. Were you still living locally to the depot at this point, or was it more the place, the workplace that you were tied to by then?
Yeah, I moved away by then. Opportunity to purchase a house, not in Cambridge because I couldn't afford it, but outside of Cambridge, and so I moved outside of Cambridge, and this was my sort of stability, really, you know. So you know, I stayed at Mill Road. This is where I prefer to be.
Yeah, and that was that. You say it was your stability. Did you feel, was it the people? Or did you feel at home?
Yes, yeah. I mean, we had a really lovely management team in Mide. As I said, I was appointed. Graham was part of the interview panel when I was appointed, and he was our director at the time, and was for the 20-something years that he was here. So, you know, in terms of the management team, we knew each other quite well, worked well together, and there was a nice sort of family atmosphere. During those years, and I got on very well with my boss, who I am still friendly with and I see outside of work. Of course, she retired about 5 years ago.
And what are the, would you say were some of the highlights of that time? You say it's obviously, you know, you smile with affection when you remember that time. What things stand out for you now from this perspective?
We had a lovely structure of communication. We had the senior managers meeting, and then we had what was for my management tier, which was section managers meeting, and Graham would always come along to those meetings and inform us of things that affected us all, and we had the opportunity to exchange information about things that are going on in our service areas. So, you know, it did bring people together as one organisation, and there was a lot of sharing, a lot of quite relaxed exchange of experiences, which we don't quite get at the moment. And it was nice putting things together, like when contracts came up for renewal. There was nail-biting time as to whether we'd win them or not. But, you know, there was great team effort in putting contracts together, you know, from the HR side, which Jen and I managed, the operational side, the financial side. You know, we all tied in together quite well.
Yeah, so there was a unity and good communication.
Mm.
Yeah. And my next question is, and that changed, obviously, inevitably changes when managers change. But do you think there was, how would you characterise the change, apart from just different personal styles? What has happened since? Because Graham left, is it 2007?
Yes.
So that's 7-8 years ago. How have things moved in terms of the work and the way it's done?
I think it's, you know, the change had to come because, you know, obviously outside political changes affect local authorities. So, you know, we saw the directorship go down from 5 directors to 3 directors. So what was city services had to be absorbed by the new directors, and having a director with a different style, having management with different style is very difficult sometimes when you're so used, you've had 20 odd years of the same style and you knew the people, you knew their strengths and weaknesses. And getting to know somebody else whose style is completely different takes a bit of adjusting. You know, the stability is that, you know, we're all working in the same place, our terms and conditions are the same, you know, it's still a good organisation to work for. But some of the familiarities and the sort of home comforts and this family atmosphere went because the remit of new people were quite different, you know, they had to implement change and it wasn't easy for them as well as us really, in adjusting to the sort of bit of bigger political agenda.
And how have the changes been implemented, do you think? How effectively have the changes been made?
I think with difficulty, because, you know, some of the things that were clear to people on the operational side probably was not the aims of the higher management, you know, their aims were quite different from us on the operational end. So whereas, you know, theirs was to save money and to show that the services can still be maintained. We knew that there were some shortfalls in some of the way that subcontractors work, and it wasn't always for the best. So, you know, we've seen that's sort of relived in terms of things not being as expected. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the in-house services provided transparency in terms of accounting and in terms of, you know, the sharing of resources, and once you go outside that goes, and there's a division, and things haven't worked as well as I, you know, certainly from my point of view, as well as it was.
Mm. And obviously it's frustrating when a job changes like that. Mm. What sorts of things do you think, have there been any positives? Has there been anything that you think that was some change needed that's been affected, or has it all been?
I do think change was needed. Nothing stays the same. We sometimes get really concerned about what happens at work, but if you think about your private life, you move house, you know, your children grow up, loads of changes happen. And when change happens at work, we see it as a negative, but it's not necessarily so. Change, I find, for me personally, if you're able to adapt, if you're able to understand, may not agree with it, but at least understand why changes are being put in place, then you either make a decision to be part of that or not. And so far, I think I've reinvented myself a few times over, and you get to the point where you think, well, do I want to continue reinventing myself, or, you know, has it come to the point where I don't really like, oh, I don't fit into the new changes? And some people make that decision quite early on, you know, they see the change, they don't like it, they walk. So, you know, it's one of those things in life, really, nothing stays the same.
And if you were to change and go and do something completely different, or to do a similar thing, perhaps in a different place, where would you look to do that? Have you got any thoughts of what you might do?
Not really. I'm beginning to think that I'd like something completely different, actually, and nothing to do with, you know, management, or something more relaxing and enjoyable.
Mm. Is there stuff that you kind of do more as a hobby now that you'd like to take forward? Sometimes people get to that point. I know I have.
I'd like to take some time out and travel and live abroad for a while, in a different environment completely.
Oh, and before we finish up, because we've done very well time wise, is there anything else you'd actually like to say about working here that we haven't covered? If there's anything particular?
I mean, generally, I mean, we are 2015 and I've been here a while. And, you know, some of that friendly atmosphere that has been embedded has not changed. You know, the people that you have worked with for many years, you have got quite a nice relationship with. You know, I've had some major changes. 3 years ago, we went through a support restructure. I managed the support element. And, you know, that was quite difficult for some people, but we are a nice team. You know, the person I work with, I share office with Tracy Ockton, and she's lovely. You know, she's so dedicated, very little time off. In the main, enjoys working here, and understand that it's still, you know, the city council is still a pretty place, good place to be. But the changes do cause concern, because people at the end of the day don't know whether they'll have a job at the end of the restructures or not. So.
Yeah, it's a difficult time, isn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I should have mentioned, sorry, that
there
the areas that I manage, because I manage, you know, the last restructure, which was 2011, my job changed from managing the rangers and the help desk to managing facilities. So it's a day-to-day operational services for all the admin buildings, that's Guildhall, Mandela House and Hobson House and Norwood Depot, and business support, which is giving support to this location, all the services based at Mill Road, and that included finance support and sort of secretarial admin support, which included reception, and also managing the stores, which is fairly new to me. The stores management is an area that was going to be an interim and reviewed, because stores, they're looking at whether we should be doing stores differently, and we'll include soft market testing and possibly outsourcing. So that's the environment we're in at the moment.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.